I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another bonus episode of Private Parts Podcast.
Hold on, I just got to turn this machine off. Hold on a second.
Jamie and the machine.
Sorry, I just had to turn the dishwasher off. Apologise for that. When you have a hectic lifestyle like I do.
Do
hectic,
you?
Hectic. Yeah, I got a hectic lifestyle. I'm not going to lie. I have a hectic lifestyle.
All that illegal raving.
It's not illegal raving, no.
You mean illegal raving?
No, not illegal raving. But I am going to show you, hey, you're going to like this. You ready for this? Hold on, I'm going to open this and show it to you. Look, oh, this is it, you ready for this, Francis? Hello.
Oh, look at that. You've got your first cover.
So to all you lovely listeners.
Is that your first cover?
I showed Francis the cover of OK Magazine. This one looks like it's reduced, and I'm on the front cover. It's reduced, this one.
But you haven't answered. Is that your first cover?
Yeah, it's my first cover.
Are you quite happy?
No, not happy at all.
Are you quite pleased?
It's part of the job. It's part of the job. I can't. Yeah.
You're really happy, aren't you? That's sweet.
What do you mean I'm really happy?
You're really pleased.
Francis, I'm going to say it again. It's part of the job. That's
What do you mean it's part of the job? Do you mean occupational hazard? Comes with the territory. Wait, so I've heard you were really enthusiastic on Saturday night.
Shall I tell you what happened? Shall I give you the lowdown?
I've heard that your enthusiasm was only matched by your
tight trousers.
Well, I can't think of something else, but
you started to say a joke, and then you couldn't continue the joke. Is that what you're trying to say?
It's happened to me before.
So listen, to all the lovely listeners who watch Strictly Come Dancing, I perform the cha-cha, which is...
Wait, I thought you did the foxtrot.
No. I didn't do the foxtrot, I did the cha-cha. What I did. I did the cha-cha. The cha-cha-cha, or as Giovanni, who is a friend of the podcast, said, the cha-cha-chow, because anyone who does the cha-cha normally goes home straight afterwards because it's that hard a dance.
Oh, really?
Anyway, I thought that I was pretty damn good. I was almost going into the dance show being like, shall I like calm this down a little bit? Because I think they're going to think I'm professional. I was like, you know, I should probably take this down a peg or two. Anyway, I did it. I'm second bottom.
Hey, wait, but what are your odds now?
33-1.
Really? Oh my god. So they even better. Oh my god, I gotta put on a bet now.
Some websites 40-1.
Really? Oh my god.
Yeah.
Shit, how much do you think I should put on?
A grand.
A 20 grand.
20 grand. Put on 20 grand. You'll win nearly £1 million.
Yeah, but you've really got to come through. You've really
got to win. You'll win £800,000.
Shit! But I like the look of that guy, the veteran, the war vet,
JJ Chalmers. He's a lovely, lovely guy.
I think he's going to win.
He's a great guy. I'm actually going to ask him to come on the podcast because his story is amazing. The poor guy, and he won't mind me talking about him like this because he's told me himself. He was in Afghanistan. He was in the Marines, and he was with his friend, his comrade, and his buddy stepped on a what I think is a landmine in
IED.
Front of him. Yeah, and you know, didn't survive, and he was about 2 foot or 2 meters from the guy, and he was 5 years in the Marines, and then after that incident he was 5 years in the hospital with operations and everything. Yeah, really, really intense. And do you know what, JJ, if you ever listen to this, he is one of the most charming, lovely, amazing, inspirational people you'll meet, because wow, is he upbeat. Wow, does he take life to the, you know, live life to the full. And he's just an amazing guy. An amazing, amazing guy. So we're going to try and get on the podcast. But I did say that you were my co-host, and he said, you know what, I don't want to do it.
Oh, wow. Well, JJ, I you know, I just said that I thought you were going to win, so...
He might not be listening to this, so, yeah. You know.
Right, well, JJ...
Joe!
He's Joe. We're on first name... we're on fake name based. I don't even know... But maybe I'll put a bet on both of you.
Put a bet on both of us. So I'm second bottom at the moment. The cha-cha, as I said, Giovanni Paniccio, who has been on the podcast before, he said that it was a tricky dance to do, and I had to open the show. Yes, Francis, these are all excuses. But at the same time, I'm still in it. And that's why we need people to tune in.
Yes, yeah. No, look, Jamie, I know what it's like to not perform your best on the day.
What do you mean? What, are you talking about when we did our private parts tour?
No,
and we came off stage halfway through and got cross at each other.
No, I'm talking
about... you said, you're going too fast, and I went, you're going too slow!
imagine if we caught that bit on camera.
Us arguing about the speeds that we had to go at.
Hey, we got it in the end. But no, I was talking actually about yesterday when I competed in the Texas State Championships for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
I liked it. You came second.
I know, but I didn't come first. I wanted to win. I wanted to be able to say I'm Texas State.
Give me
State
a quick
champion.
Lowdown on the old fight. So
here, I've just got this to...
You just hold up your medal. Okay, it's about as big as your head.
It's big, isn't it?
Is it heavy?
Yeah, it's heavy.
Is it real silver?
Yeah, and it's spiky around the edge, so I could use it as a mace, I think.
Is it as a to hit people with? Is it real silver? Be honest.
No, it's not silver. It's not real silver.
It's metal.
But yeah, I was going for gold, but in the final, it was annoying, but
hilarious if you were going for silver. I was going for silver.
I didn't want gold.
I was going. Hey, listen, I was going for.
But it was a fierce bracket, and I am actually pleased with silver for having not competed since the London Open when I got silver, and then that was the last time. I was expecting to compete every month, but then obviously there was a little obstacle.
What was the obstacle?
All the lockdowns.
Can you give me a quick run through of why you didn't get gold? What happened? Did he armbar you? Did he choke you out?
He did like a box cutter choke. He basically wrapped up one of my arms. He was good. He was a slightly more advanced blue belt than I am, but he and he was quite tall, 6'1", and you know, had a couple of kilos on.
Hot,
me, I think.
Good looking.
Yeah, really nice. Quads.
6'1". He was just, you know, he was
really
great
hairline. It was
You got your hair specially cut for the match as well.
I did.
See? Francis has had a haircut, all you lovely listeners. He's had a haircut.
No, that was for my birthday. I was gonna shave it all off.
You didn't have a haircut on your birthday. You didn't have a haircut.
I had it the day before my birthday.
Well, I didn't notice it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You weren't paying attention, I guess.
So hang on. So he double choke locked you. What did he do?
So basically, in the semi-finals, sorry if he's listening. I doubt he is though.
What was his name?
I won't give away his name, but you don't tap and tell. Basically, I beat him 32-2.
I don't understand the scoring business. How do you beat someone 32-2?
So basically, you get points for positional dominance.
Yeah.
Right. So I had the mount, and then I had side control, and then I had knee on belly, and then he kept rolling over and then giving me his back, and then I had him in the back, and you get 4 points. So I just basically kept racking up the points, which meant that, you know, after a certain period of time, he has no choice but to try and submit me, because he'd never build back that much points anyway.
It sounds very flirty. He gave you his back. You gave him your back.
No, I didn't give him my back.
And then you just let him submit.
Never give away my back.
don't. You never do that.
No, but it's like you know, like a turtle on his back is powerless. Humans have a bit sort of ergonomic disadvantage when being attacked from behind. I don't know if you.
Yeah, totally, and that's why. That's
why when you get on someone's back, there's very little that they can do. I mean, if unless they're skilled at escapes, which.
That's why subconsciously when you're in the dark you always press your back against the wall because you don't want to be attacked from behind.
Yeah, because you have a real disadvantage from being taken from behind. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. What are you laughing at?
Well, so anyway, yeah. So it was unfortunate, but I think on another day I would have beaten this guy. So expect to face him again.
And I believe you. And do you know what, Francois? I believe you, and I'm proud of you. I saw that on Instagram, and I was like, well, frickin' done.
No, thanks.
Well, frickin' done, buddy.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And also, we got to say hello to all our lovely listeners. I hope you're having a lovely time. Welcome to a bonus episode of Private Parts. As it's Halloween this week, we asked you for your spook stories on Instagram. And
wait, when is Halloween?
Halloween's on the 31st. What are you talking about?
No, I mean, when is it in relation to today?
So they're listening to this on the 28th.
So then the Friday is the 20...
It's the 30th.
Okay, so it's on Saturday.
Yes, Saturday. So in respect of Halloween, we are going to play you some music to set up the spooky tone.
Is it one of my songs?
No, that wasn't. We just played the music, so there we go. And what we're going to do now, Francis, I'm going to read a story. You ready for this?
Do you know Ray? Do you remember Ray?
Yeah.
Do you remember what she said about my techno?
She said it was good.
What did she say, though, specifically?
She said it had a good beat to it.
No, what did she... Exactly, she said...
Why would I remember exactly what Ray said about the music?
She sent it to you.
Oh, she said it had a good vibe.
Yeah, she said, keep it up.
Sweet. Do you want all the listeners to know that? Okay, Ray, the lovely person who came on the podcast, she sent me a message saying for Francis to keep up the music. All right, there you go, buddy. There's a plug for you.
Thanks.
Okay, you ready for the story? This is from Octavia.
Thanks, Ray.
Here's my story. When I was about 10 years old, I used to live in an old coach house in Shropshire. I had trouble sleeping a lot as I would hear noises, which would keep me up at night. However, I was assured that it was nothing and I was just being silly. One weekend, we had some family friends over to stay. They slept in my sister's room, which was next door to mine. At about 4 o'clock in the morning, I woke up to a very loud lady's scream. Fast forward to the morning, confused by what the scream was, I remember having breakfast. I saw her bags packed. She came down in floods of tears and abruptly left, saying a brief goodbye to my parents, sister, and I. My mum said she had to rush off for a family personal matter, but I knew that that wasn't the case and instead something was very wrong. It wasn't until I was a little bit older when my mum told me the real reason to why the couple left. It turns out the lady woke up to a black figure standing over a bed and leaning over in the night. Her husband was asleep next to her, snoring away. When she screamed, it vanished, and her husband woke up confused. It scared her so much that she had to leave. We later found out that the old coach house had a coachman who, in around 1800s, actually shot himself in the exact bedroom by the fireplace, right where the bed was. That explains why I can never sleep at night.
Oh,
thankfully,
no.
I get no more nightly visits from weird coachmen now I've moved house.
Ooh. Oh my
God. What do you think of that one, Francis?
Do you know, we actually, at my school, we had a coach, like a ghost coach. down that went down the old the former front drive of the house, and loads of boys used to say that they, you know, when they were sneaking out, used to see the coach and horses going down the fake not the former front drive through the woods. Through the woods. Basically, it was really really freaky. I never saw it, but I heard about it.
Okay, well, do you want to hear another story?
Yeah, let's hear it.
This is from Parisa.
One night, as I was sleeping in my sister's bedroom, she kept on waking me up during the night, asking whether I could hear a faint noise of a woman crying. Since she has a history of sleep talking, I just ignored her and went back to sleep every time. But then suddenly I was woken up by a loud sound of a woman sobbing. It literally came from the corner of her room. We didn't have a neighbour at the time, and the sound wasn't coming from outside or anywhere else. I was frozen with terror and just looked at my sister, who was actually still awake and equally as scared. We pulled the covers over our heads and just slept. In the morning, we both agreed that it was weird how we hadn't instantly gone to our parents and just slept in silence. After a while, further incidents of a similar nature occurred, causing us to move house. So, there you go.
Two things there. Firstly, it sounds like she was eating, and secondly, reading a story.
It definitely does sound like she was reading for like an audio book. And yeah. It also sounds like she might be a character in Made in Chelsea. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, we also have one more story, which is from Jake, who says, "So, three friends and I went to a university that had a small chapel on the campus. The uni is built around the grand house that a merchant trader built in the 1900-something. And this small chapel had the man and his family buried in. Anyway, me and my three friends decided to do a Ouija board in front of this chapel one night. We all put our hands on the glass and waited. We began to ask questions, but nothing happened. After a few questions, the glass started to move. We all promised that it wasn't any of us moving it, and then it really started to move. One of the girls I was with screamed, and the green phlegm threw out of her throat and landed right on my mate's face. We all ran off and left the board behind."
Oh, that's disgusting.
But
which university was it? Why was she being so cryptic about which university?
I don't know. And what's
the name of that one outside of London, which is built in the house, like all on the campus?
Oh, begins with an R.
Begins with, does it? I thought it was H.
Hartwood House.
Okay, that's it.
Right, as we all know to our lovely listeners, we love getting your messages on Instagram, your emails, and reading your reviews on the Apple Podcast. So every single bonus episode, we're going to reward our favorite message with an exclusive Private Parts mug. Now, if you want to receive a mug, all you have to do is send us a DM on Instagram with a lovely story. It's at Private Podcast, or send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com. Anything at all, and you could be in the chance for winning an exclusive Private Parts mug. Now, the listener of the week this week is going to go to Octavia about her when she was 10 years old. I used to live in a coach house in Shropshire. Congratulations, Octavia!
Congratulations. That's a good. It's a nice long story. She put time and effort into that.
She put time and effort into it, like we do with our podcast, Francis, don't we? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, well, exactly.
Hey, listen, buddy.
It's been nearly 18 minutes, and
since what?
Since we started.
Really? Well, it is only a bonus episode.
Wait, so can you tell me a bit more about how it went on Saturday?
Listen, I thought I danced very well. I went first. The judges marked me slightly low. They marked me low. Whether that was right or wrong, I have no idea.
They were saving some of their points for... They thought, well, it's going to have to get better than this.
They may think that... Listen, I'm just thankful to be there, and hopefully I impress everyone this week with my dance. That's the idea.
I think... Do you know what? I think you're going to pull it out of the bag.
Thanks, buddy.
Wait, when did people get voted off?
This week.
Oh, shit.
That would be embarrassing.
No. I don't think you're going to get voted off this week.
Oh, well, listen. The line's open this weekend to vote, so that's all I know.
I can tell you from experience, because it happened to me on coach trip.
Yeah.
The underdogs in the opening of any TV series...
Always win?
Always win.
No, they don't. They don't always win.
Yeah, that's how it, sometimes they get voted off in the second episode though.
Perfect. To all you lovely listeners, that's the end of our bonus episode. But do not fear, we'll be back on Friday for another grand episode of Private Parts. We thank you for tuning in every single week, don't we, Francis?
Thank you. But the thing is also, I don't know if all of you listening really appreciate how much we appreciate you.
Let me tell you how much you appreciate how much hard work goes into these episodes. We are recording this at 9:55 p.m. on a Monday night.
Yeah, exactly. Look. And
well, not for you because you're in Dallas, but for me.
Yes, but you know, it's. I just think, look, you guys are out there are the beating heart of this podcast, because without you, it would really just, you know, not be worth doing.
Financially.
It would be a loss-making enterprise, definitely.
To all of you lovely listeners, we will see you on Friday for another episode of Private Parts. Congratulations to our listener of the week. Your Private Parts mug will be on the way. Until then, Francis, say something cool to finish the episode.
I think that's what I wanted to say. I think it's so nice. As well, also, you know, you're doing Strictly at the moment. I'm in Dallas, but we're still connecting over the Atlantic right now to make another bonus episode for our wonderful listeners. So there we want to send you loads of love.
You're going to make me cry.
And kisses.
All right, let's sign off. We'll see you on Friday, people.
See you on Friday,
people. We won't see you, but you'll hear us on Friday.
Listen up for Friday.
See you then. Bye-bye.